You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Philippa Hitchin. Pope Francis on Monday gave his annual address to the Holy See's diplomatic corps, focusing especially on the migrant crisis facing Europe and other countries around the world. There are currently 180 nations with full diplomatic ties to the Vatican, as well as a representation of the European Union, the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, and the permanent mission of the State of Palestine. In the speech, sometimes called the Pope's State of the World Address, the Holy Father spoke of the need to combat terrorism and fundamentalism, while promoting development and poverty alleviation in the poorest countries. In this Jubilee Year of Mercy, inaugurated in the Central African Republic's capital of Bangui, the Pope urged the diplomats to help promote a new culture of dialogue, justice and peace. Among those listening to the Pope's words was Britain's ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker, who spoke to me about his reactions to the encounter. Can I ask you first, what for you were the most interesting points of the Pope's message to the diplomats today?
Yes, I mean, for me, the fact that he decided to dedicate, I think it's fair to say, the majority of his speech to the issue of migration. Not just looking at the problem, but he certainly identified the problem and effectively was identifying it as perhaps the principal problem that he regards facing the international community at the moment. But he also, in a very balanced way, recognized the difficulties being faced by countries, both transit countries, countries of provenance, and countries which are the destination of migrants, and also sought, you know, to propose solutions, recognizing the international community has been trying. He recognized that countries are stepping up to their responsibility, but saying that there needs to be more in terms of what he called a frank and respectful dialogue among all countries involved in the problem, origin, transit, and reception, for new boldness, creativity, new solutions. I was also really struck, actually, by something he said, actually quite near the beginning of his speech, where he reminded us that migration is not a new issue for us. You know, it's not something we should be surprised about. In fact, he talks about the Bible recounting the history of humanity on the move, which I thought was quite a strong and powerful phrase, and reminding us that, you know, migration issues are as old as people on the planet. But each time around, we need new solutions, new creativity, new energy. So that focus on migration for me was interesting. The second particular thing was, I mean, something that's not new from Holy See speeches on foreign policy or papal speeches on international issues, but his emphasis on peace as search for peace as, in a sense, the prime function of Holy See diplomacy. He said, you know, the Holy See will never cease its efforts to enable the message of peace to be heard to the ends of the earth. And he talked about authentic practice of religion cannot fail to promote peace. And then he gave lots of examples from his own journeys, as if to say, you know, not only is this what we should be doing, but this is really what I have been doing in Africa, in Cuba and the United States, in visiting Bosnia and Sarajevo. In other words, you know, this isn't just compassion, this is practical compassion. This is, in a sense, mercy in the year of mercy in action.
Looking at the current refugee crisis, the migration crisis, it's fair to say that the UK, in terms of responsibility, was quite slow in comparison with countries like Germany, for example, in opening its doors to take in more migrants fleeing Syria in particular. How do you think the Pope's appeal will go down in London?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that I think would be welcomed enormously, actually, in London. One is the Pope's recognition of the complexity of the issue. You know, he said today there is a need for mid-term and long-term planning, not limited to emergency responses. Of course, he said we need to respond to the immediate emergency. But he's been talking about integrating migrants, promoting the development of their countries of origin through policies inspired by solidarity, you know, which is very much the British focus. What are the root causes? Let's not just sit there dealing with the immediate emergency. We need to deal with the root causes. We need to use our aid budgets, working with countries of origin to support those countries and tackle migration, particularly illegal migration, at source, be it economic causes, be it causes around politics and conflicts. So that's something I think would be really welcomed in London. Another area, I think, something that the Pope really emphasized today was the generosity shown by the countries neighboring Syria, which, of course, one of the great sources of migration at the moment because of the terrible conflict going on there. He talked about Lebanon and Jordan and countries in the front line like Turkey and Greece. There is actually going to be a major conference in London next month on the 4th of February, which Archbishop Paul Gallagher, the Holy See Secretary for Relations with States, is going to be attending, with the aim of looking precisely at this issue of how European countries and wealthier countries can do more to support those countries in the immediate vicinity of Syria, which have taken the brunt of the fallout from the conflict. So the Pope's highlighting of this issue is something that I think provides an appeal directly to that London conference taking place next month.
Interestingly, the Pope also said that many of the causes of migration could have been addressed some time ago, but that would mean rethinking, he said, our entrenched habits regarding, for example, the arms trade, energy, investments. Is this, do you think, an accusation that should make politicians back home think again about their medium and long-term priorities?
I think he's saying to us all, you know, let's look at these things in the round. It reminds me of what he was saying in Laudato Si about climate change, that there's no point in just trying to tackle these issues, climate change, migration, whatever, as standalone issues. These are all linked, and they are linked to the way we organize the world. They're linked to issues around trade, around poverty, around conflict. And you can't just sort of pluck an issue like migration or climate change and treat it in an entirely separately defined box. You know, he was looking ahead to the World Humanitarian Summit in May this year, and I think he's saying to the international community, look, you've got to think more broadly, you've got to think more strategically, and you've got to be able to think beyond the immediate to the medium and longer term. And that's, I think, what he is hoping to see and expecting to see from the international community, and particularly, you know, the world's richer countries, as we look towards World Humanitarian Summit and other important meetings and taking forward the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals.
Finally, the Pope insists very strongly, doesn't he, on the need for dialogue and cooperation, particularly with the Muslim world at this present time, to help combat violence and fundamentalism. Do you think the UK government is doing enough to promote better interfaith relations and effective integration of the different communities?
I'd like to think we're doing what we can. I think United Kingdom is probably one of the global leaders, if only because of our own experience of multi-ethnic, multi-religious communities in the United Kingdom going back many years. We have, you know, had our successes and had our failures in dealing with that. But I think when one looks at the extraordinary work done in British cities, for example, by groups of faith leaders, often working with local or regional or sometimes even central government, not only to respond to emergencies, but also to try and tackle more deep-seated issues, I think it's something that we can say that we have a long and proud record of. Can we do better? I'm sure we can. And I think we need to look to do this more actively on the global stage as well. I think we're very much in favor of the work that the UN Secretary General is doing on extremism, for example, something that faces not just Islam, but all communities and all religions. You know, the Pope talks about this danger of fundamentalism and extremism and how the international community has to be able to respond effectively to it. And the British government is going to continue to be very active in looking to deal with these issues, not just at home, but also internationally as well.
My thanks to Britain's ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker.